下午好。
It's been a blessing for me to be here and fellowship with different brothers and sisters during my short stay.
虽然这几天很短暂，对我确实有很大的祝福，因为有不同的机会跟来自各地不同的弟兄姊妹在主里有交通。
I've also been blessed by the other brothers who have been sharing during these times with words that instruct me as a servant in the way.
同时我也跟大家一样，听见其他神的仆人所交通的话语，我自己也得到很大的收获。
If we are servants of the Lord,
如果我们做神的仆人，
then like Apollos, we have been instructed in the way of the Lord.
我们就像亚波罗一样，在这一个道路上得到很多的教导。
But we have a great treasure within.
我们每一个人里面都有那一个宝贝。
And this indwelling life continues to teach us the way of the Lord more perfectly.
因着这个宝贝，我们每一个人都被教导。怎么样在这条道路上能够服侍得更好？
As we think of our Lord speaking in John chapter 14,
我们听见主在约翰福音14章所说的话语。
It's hard for us to hear his words, which were spoken with such love and care for his disciples.
主他每一次对他门徒所做的教导是这样的仔细，是这样的有带着爱心。
In fact, he was sharing with his disciples just before he would go away.
那一天他跟门徒所讲的话是在他马上就要离开这个世界之前所说的。
And these men were to be left upon the earth to bear forward the gospel and the testimony of God and bring to completion that which would be started at Calvary.
他们马上就要面对一个很大的责任，耶稣基督要把他的福音，他自己的见证托付给他们，然后他们要把这个使命带到完成。
There is so much the Lord wanted to tell his servants.
同时在主的心头上有许多许多要说的话，好像说不完。
But Jesus said, you cannot bear them now.
主就直接地告诉他们，我有许多的话要告诉你们，但是你们现在承受不了。
But the Lord Jesus had complete trust in the Holy Spirit and His ministry of bringing these disciples into all truth.
即便如此，但是主自己有十分的把握，他相信那要来的真理的圣灵可以把那个还没有说完的话继续讲给这些门徒们听。
When we look at the disciples on the eve of his departure, they do not seem spiritually ready for such a task.
如果你单单看那个晚上主跟门徒说话的时候，好像这些门徒都没有一个人预备好了来承接这一个伟大的使命。
And in these last days, as you look at the servants, as we're gathered together today, we look poorly qualified to bear the testimony of Jesus and fulfill the purpose of God.
同样的，你看到我们自己回头来看，我们也是这样的，好像朽木不可雕也。我们怎么能够面对要托付给教会这样的一个见证的责任呢？
But thank God we have His Spirit within.
但是感谢主，在我们里面有他的灵。
As gentle, as patient, and as loving as is the Lord Jesus Himself.
这位圣灵，他就像主耶稣自己一样，也是充满着爱，充满着连续充满着忍耐来对待我们。
The Holy Spirit is responsible for keeping us in that living way.
这位圣灵 就能够保守我们在这条活的路上。
And so it's of the utmost importance that we listen to that spirit voice within.
所以今天对我们来讲最重要的一件事情就是我们能够听这个圣灵在我们里面的话语。
This afternoon we want to read some scriptures again beginning in John chapter 14.
所以我们继续回到我们的主题圣经十四章。
John chapter 14, verse 6.
约翰福音十四章六节
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去。
And then just looking at one verse in chapter 16, verse 7.
十六章第七节
But I tell you truly, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you.
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的，我若不去保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去，就差他来。
And then we just want to look at three scriptures in the book of Acts.
我们再看另外三节圣经在使徒行传。
Where the early church is called the way.
我要指出在教会开始的时候，在那个时代里面，他被称作走路的人。
In Acts chapter 9 and verse 2.
第九章第二节。
We begin in verse 1.
我们从第一节念起。
Now Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked for letters from him to the synagogues at Damascus.So that if he found any belonging to the way, both men and women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem.
扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，去见大祭司，求文书给大马色的各会堂，若是找着这道，信奉这道，英文它的翻译是这个走道路的人，无论男女都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。
And then again, we hear Paul testifying of his persecution of the way.
你在这里看到扫罗在这里去逼迫这些走路的人。
In Acts chapter 22,
二十二章
and verse 4,
第四节。
I persecuted this way to the death, binding and putting both men and women into prison.
我也曾逼迫奉这道的人直到死地，无论男女都锁拿下监。这里信奉这道，这个道在英文的翻译也是走这道路的人。
And then finally back in Acts chapter 19,
回到十九章
where we see the influence and power of this early church called the Way.
我们要看到在初代教会这一群走这道路的人对当时的影响力。
These people known as the Way stirred up the whole city of Ephesus.
这一群人在以弗所这个城市里面对整个的城市有极大的冲击。
In verse 23,
二十三节
About that time there occurred no small disturbance concerning the way.
中文说那时因为这道起的扰乱不小，这个道也就是道路。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
我们祷告。
Father, we do thank you for the faithful work of the Holy Spirit among us as servants.
主，我们实在感谢你，圣灵经在我们身上是一个忠实的神的仆人。
We pray that the living way would be recovered among us as your people.
我们在这里祷告，求神在我们中间恢复这一个道路的事。
That the presence of the way may stir the towns and the cities in which we gather.
这个道的实际能够让我们在不论在任何地方都能够使我们所住的地方 起到很大的改变。
Do recover for us as your people the way.
主啊，我们是你的百姓，我们真是愿意看见在我们中间这条唯一的路能够恢复。
Now we come and depend upon the Holy Spirit.
我们完全依赖圣灵的能力。
We ask you to quicken our tired bodies.
我们求你今天下午使我们这个疲倦的身体能够得到恢复。
We ask you to breathe upon our spirits.
求你向我们的灵吹气。
We ask you to give us light.
求你 给我们天上的亮光。
That we might walk in the more perfect way.
让我们能够行在这一个 道路上。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
As Jesus was leaving his disciples, he said, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away.
主耶稣要离开他们之前对着门徒说，我去是与你们有益。
But the disciples could not understand this advantage.
但是他们都听不懂主讲这句话的意思是什么。
They had come to love their master.
因为他们实在爱他们的主。
And they had found a way of service that involved depending completely upon Jesus to lead the way.
那么这几年他们学到要侍奉就必须依靠主耶稣。
And so when Jesus said, I am going away,
那现在忽然说他要走了,
the disciples no longer knew what to do.
那把他们僵住了,不知道怎么办好。
They did not have much spiritual discernment.
因为这个时候他们并没有很敏锐的属灵的分辨力。
If you'll remember, most of the parables that Jesus spoke, the disciples said, what does that mean?
你记得主耶稣在马太福音讲到那些这个比喻的时候，他们都听不太懂耶稣到底在讲什么。
And when the Lord asked them, what is the significance of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Well, they had no idea.
你举一个例子，主有的时候说到，你们要小心法利赛人的教，撒都该人的教，他们听了半天不知道主耶稣在讲什么。
And neither did they know how to minister in situations that were deeper and more complex.
那有一些更大的难题临到他们的时候，如果太深了，他们也没辙。
So what advantage could there be to their Lord going away?
所以，如果主耶稣在这样的情形之下忽然间离开他们，那他们有什么？没有什么，没盼望了。
But on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
但是我们知道，到了五旬节那一天，圣灵降临在他们身上。
And they discovered this dwelling.Of the Spirit within.
他们也就同时发现圣灵也有内住在他们里面。
First, they heard Jesus speaking to them within, even as he had spoken to them without.
他们发现一个秘密，耶稣在他们的灵里面向他们说话，就像以前主在外头向他们说话一样。
And even though there was no blueprint of the way for them to build the church,
虽然那个时候他们手上并没有一张建造教会的蓝图，
They discovered that they had a spiritual GPS inside that would lead them in the way.
但是他们发现在他们里面却有一个灵里面的导航，这个导航仪告诉他们这条路应该怎么走。
Now all of that. Now suddenly they understood where to go next.
他们就知道下一步是什么。
And even more wonderfully, with every step they took, they began to understand within who the Lord Jesus really was.
当他们这样的学习的时候，一步一步一步，慢慢就了解耶稣基督在他们里面是怎么一回事。
He was a Savior and more.
他不单单是他们的救主。
He was a master and more.
不单单是他们的主。
He was a Lord and more.
他是他们的这个王。
He was the bridegroom and more.
他而且是他们的这一个新郎。
He was king of kings and more.
他是万王之王。
He was coming king and more.
他是将要来的那一位。
He was creator and sustainer of all things and more.
他是这个宇宙的大能的这个主宰。
Even like Abraham in the days of old.
像亚伯拉罕在他年老的时候。
You remember when Abraham went on his sojourn, as he went from place to place, he discovered a new name of God.
在他那一段日子里头，虽然他在地上寄居漂流，可是每到一个新的地方，他就发现神的一个新的名字。
The I am, Jehovah called him, and so he stepped out by faith on the way.
他的起点你会发现，荣耀的神向他显现，他就呼召他，他就走。
But you remember along the way,
你就记得这一路。
He discovered that God was El Shaddai.
他发现他的。神的名字叫做耶和华撒代。
He discovered that God was El Elyon.
El Elyon.
God Most High.
至高者。
He discovered that God, that his God was Jehovah Jireh.
耶和华以勒。
And many other revelations of who his God was.
这些例子就是告诉我们，他一路走下去的时候，对神的认识就在进步。
And so, if you're a servant of God,
如果你是神的仆人
，you should walk in the way.
你就应该走在这条路上。
If for no other reason than that you discover more of your Lord with every step you take.
如果你走对路的时候，每一步往前，你对我们的神就有一个新的认识。
But they also discovered they had a spirit.Of wisdom and revelation within.
同时他们又发现在他们里面这位圣灵是叫做智慧与启示的灵。
And they began to gain spiritual perception and discernment.
他们就能够知道每一件事情怎么样去分辨他的是非。
Isn't it wonderful we walk in this way?
走这条路是很很奇妙的一件事。
And the Lord has given all of these things to us in His indwelling presence.
主在他的内住的里面给了我们这许许多多的能力。
And the disciples also discovered that on the way there were these twofold characteristics of getting narrow and expanding.
然后他们又发现在这条路上开始的时候他们越走越窄同时他们也发现又越来越宽
As they walked along the way all of their external strengths were broken away from them
一面他们发现他们自己天然的能力一件一件的消失
Until they were reduced to Jesus only
消失到他们发现只剩下基督
Now, let me ask you a question.
让我来问大家。
If you and I are reduced to Jesus only, is that really a reduction?
所以如果我们被主削减削减到只剩下基督那么这是一个减少吗
Of course not.
当然不是。
It's a gain to be reduced to Jesus only.
所以你会发现表面是减少到只有剩基督但是却是得着了基督
And as we decrease, he increases.
我们是越来越小但是他却越来越大
And so we begin to see a spiritual expansion in the way.
所以在这条路上走的时候你忽然间发现我们的属灵的度量又增加了
And in that expansion, Christ becomes all and in all.
在这一个增加的里面我们就发觉基督是一切又在一切之内
Now where in the Bible does it say that? Christ all and in all.
圣经哪一段话是讲这一句基督在一切之内又是一切之中
You know? You know where it is? Then we'll have to turn there. Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西第三章。
In Colossians chapter 3, Paul is talking about the new man.
他讲到这个新人。
And in fact, he's talking about the new man, the corporate new man, the church.
他在这讲到的新人是指这一个团体的新人，就是指着教会说的。
And he says in verse 11 of Colossians chapter
3, 第十一节,
in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free, but Christ is all and in all.
这句话我们念一下，在此并不分希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又在个人之内。
In one sense, we can define the church as this: Christ is all and in all.
所以从这个角度，我们可以给教会又有一个新的定义。什么叫教会？教会就是基督在一切，包括一切，又在一切之内。
And this is one of the things we discover in spiritual expansion.
所以这就是我要所说的，在属灵的扩增。
So when we talk about spiritual expansion, we're talking about something corporate, that is the church in the way.
当我讲这个属灵度量的扩增，我是特别要注重在教会这件事情上。当教会走上这条唯一的路的时候，
We are not just individual servants in the way, the truth and the life.
我们不是一个个别的传道人，我们只是讲到我们个人认识他是道路真理生命。
We're gathered together as the church in the way.
我们乃是聚在一起成为一个身体，一个教会。
Because the church is the corporate reality of Jesus Christ lived out on earth today.
因为主耶稣基督他今天在我们中间的表达，世界的教会来表达这个属灵的实际。
The church is more than just Christians gathered together.
教会不仅仅只是基督徒聚在一起。
The church is an organism.
教会乃是一个有机体。
Jesus is the head.
基督是头。
We're the body.
我们是他的身体。
There's only one body.
整个只有一个身体。
Though I live in New York, and you may live in mainland China, we still are one body.
我可以住在美国的纽约，你可以住在中国的某一个地方，虽然这么远，但是我们仍然是一个身体。
Sometimes Christians make the mistake, they say, well, the body in Singapore...And the body in New York City, like there's different bodies laying around.
有的时候我们语句不是很准确的表达，我们常常说，在新加坡的身体，在纽约的身体，好像主有好多身体。
But the church, the whole church, is one body of Christ.
不管你在哪里，在整个这么大的一个基督的身体里面，它包含在整个的宇宙中。
And if we are to live in the way, Christ as the way, we must live in this corporate reality of the church.
所以如果我们来讲到走这条道路，这个道路就是讲到我们整个教会在这个地上当行的路。
As Jesus said, I am the way to the Father's house.
主耶稣在这里说，我是那回到父的唯一的路。
So today we want to observe the church as it is described in the book of Acts.
所以今天下午呢，我就要花时间来看看在《使徒行传》里面怎么样来认识这个真理。
And as we see, they are defined as the way, people of the way.
那刚刚我们带大家读的时候，我就特别指到那个时代人称这一群人就是叫做走路的人。
And why were they called that?
为什么这些人得到这么一个奇怪的名字？
Now, they didn't call themselves that.
他们不是自己说自己。
It's when others looked at them, they said, those are people of the way.
是别人看他们的时候，说他们是走路的人。
They knew the road to go on.
因为这里有一个特别的路。
They had a purpose in their life.
他们这些人走，他们的人生有一个特定的目标。
There was a direction.
有方向的。
They were looking forward to the end.
这些人知道他们去哪里。
And they saw the Lord who is the beginning.
他们也看见耶稣是他们的开始。
They had a motive.
这些人是有动力的人。
Now the world just drifts around and around in circles.
这个世界是绕圈圈的。
But suddenly they see the church.
但是他们忽然间看见了教会。
And they have purpose.
看这一群人就有一个目标。
A goal.
有目的的。
Motives.
有动机的。
They said, those are the people of the way.
所以这个外面的人就说这一群人是走道路的人。
And so the church is supposed to be.
这是教会应该有的见证。
When the church is the way, then it causes disturbance in the town where they gather.
所以如果教会是这样的一个光景的时候呢，他所在的地方就引起骚动。
Because the world is always saying, go down Broadway.
世界的人常常说，让我们到这个宽大的路去。
In Manhattan, where I live in New York City, I live two blocks away from Broadway.
他住的地方是在纽约，他家离那个纽约的一条很有名的大路大街只有两里路。
And people always are walking up and down Broadway, going up to Times Square, and all of these places in Manhattan.
那他们在这个大街上许许多的人潮都走向这个时代广场人非常的多。
But when they go up Broadway,
当他们走在这条大路上
they meet some Christians in the park.
那可能在公园里面呢会看到一些基督徒
and the Christians hand them some tract
那基督徒在那里面发福音单张
and the Christians say don't go down Broadway there's only one way through Jesus to be saved
那么基督徒就会对这些人说不要走这条大路有另外一条道路到永生的
now the world doesn't like to hear that there's an alternative to Broadway
所以你走这条世界大路的人不喜欢听到有人告诉他这条路不好有另外还有更好的路不喜欢听这句话
But those who are hungry to know God they are looking for a place that will show them the way
但是如果有人在那里寻找他知道这条路是走投无路他想找一个更好的路的话那他们就会渴望走这条新路
Now the church is the way
那么你现在看见教会就是为这条路
And in the book of Acts, we see the history of its spiritual expansion.
所以你看整个的使徒行传就是讲到这条走路的人的这个扩张。
When we turn to Acts chapter 1 at the very beginning,
让我们打开第一章使徒行传
we see Luke introducing this history.
那你看路加怎么样来介绍这一段历史。
And we discover what the book of Acts is really about.
那你就注意看这本书的特色是什么。
And verses 1 and 2.
头两节。
The first account I composed, Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after he had by the Holy Spirit given orders to the apostles whom he had chosen.
提阿非罗啊，我已经做了全书，论到耶稣开头一切所行。所教训的直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒以后被接上升的日子为止
Now originally in the original Greek language the name of this book is just Acts
这本使徒行传原来照原文这本书的意思就是行动
But in many English BiblesThey add Acts of the Apostles.
等到英文圣经去翻译这本书的名字的时候，就加了几个字，叫做使徒们的行动。
Because you see the apostles going from place to place and churches being started.
的确确，你往里面看的时候，是你看到有不同的使徒，他们这一路上圣灵怎么样引导他们。
But this book is not the Acts of the Apostles.
但是严格的讲，这本书不是讲使徒的行动。
There's one famous Bible scholar who says it should be Acts of the Holy Spirit.
有一个圣经学者说，这本书如果要说的话，应该是圣灵的行动。
He happens to be charismatic. And of course, you can see the Holy Spirit as you go through the book of Acts. He is everywhere.
是你在这本书里面看到很多圣灵的工作。
But this isn't the acts of the Holy Spirit.
但是严格讲，这本书也不是讲圣灵的工作。
This is the acts of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你应该准确的说是耶稣基督的行动。
Notice what it says in verse 1.
你注意第一节怎么说。
Luke says, I have already written a gospel about the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说我已经做了前书论到耶稣的
That's the Gospel of Luke.
那是指的路加福音说。
I showed you Jesus as he walked upon the earth for 3.5 years.
我在那本书里面讲到耶稣三年半在地上是怎么样子行事为人。
Now in my second book,
那现在是第二本书。
I want to continue on and talk about the Lord Jesus Christ.
我要继续的来说到同样这一位耶稣基督他下面做了什么事。
He is still walking upon the earth.
他仍然在这地上行动
But now through his body, the church.
然而他现在的身体是借着教会在行动
When you read the book of Acts,
当你读这卷书的时候
there is one message that comes through.
一个信息
Jesus is alive and still living upon the earth.
耶稣仍然活着他仍然在地上行动
Jesus has been resurrected.
他曾经复活
and he's living among his people.
他现在住在他的子民中间
It's the same love.
同样的爱
It's the same power.
同样的能力
It's the same oneness with the Father.
同样与天父是一个
Jesus is alive.
耶稣是活的
This is the testimony of the way.
那这就是走道路的人的见证
When we gather as the church,
当我们聚在一起像教会
people should touch this reality. Jesus is alive.
人外人如果碰到这一群人的话他们能够感觉到耶稣是活的
because they should be able to touch the testimony of the Lord Jesus in our midst
那些人应该能够摸到看见耶稣基督的见证在我们中间
and so it was in the book of Acts
这就是这本使徒行传
the emphasis was not upon the church
这本书的重点不是讲教会
the emphasis was not upon the apostles
也不是讲使徒
The emphasis was upon Jesus Christ.
他的重点乃是要指到耶稣基督。
He's alive.
他是活的。
And it changed people's lives.
这一个基督仍然改变人的生命。
Now today, unfortunately, we have to make a distinction.
但今天很不幸的我们要去区别他。
Because there are churches that are in the way.
是有教会仍然保持走在这条道路上。
Jesus is the head of that church.
耶稣是这个教会的头。
Jesus is leading his people.
耶稣带领了这群人。
And they're like a lampstand.
他们就是成为一个灯台。
And on that lampstand is the light of the testimony of Jesus Christ.
在这个灯台的上面能够发出耶稣基督的见证的光芒。
But there are other churches not in the way.
但是同时你也会发现有很多的所谓的教会却不走在这条路上。
Now they're doing Christian things.
他们是做许多所谓基督徒的事业。
And the people are maybe Christian.
这些人也是基督徒。
But the Lord is not the Lord and the head.
但是在他们中间耶稣基督并没有站在头的地位上。
And when you go to the church,
如果你去这样的教会
you don't sense the transcendent presence of Jesus in the midst.
你就感觉不到在这帮人中间耶稣基督的头的地位
What do you sense?
你得到的是什么印象呢
Men, women
你看到的是人是男人是女人当家做主咯
Maybe good men and women
都是可能是好的人呢
Smiling men and women
可能像你很微笑的人呢
Maybe you go in there and you hear a preacher who's very intelligent
你可以听到一个传道人很有口才又聪明
Maybe you go to a church and you hear a choir and you say, Oh, they sing like angels.
他们可能有一个唱诗像天使一样的歌声的诗班。
Or maybe you go to a church and they do all kinds of works. They help these people, they help that people, they help plant trees, all kinds of things.
那么你也可以看到有一些基督徒在社会工作上做得非常的热闹，有这个种树的事情，有辅助贫寒的事情，很多很多善事。
But when you go in,
你进到他们中间,
you don't touch Jesus.
你摸不到主,
You remember what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14?
你记得, 保罗说到哥林多的这本书里头有一件事。
He says, if somebody comes into your meeting,
如果有一个人来到你们中间聚会
,and someone is prophesying,
若有人在那里说预言
,the person who hears this prophecy,
有人听见这个预言
,they say, God is here.
他说神果然在你们中间
,because the prophecy exposed their hearts.
因为这个预言是把这个人心里面的秘密给抖出来了
,and they fall down and repent.
哦他马上伏在神面前悔改。
Oh, this is the way is.
这是走真正走路的教会应该有的影响力。
When you gather with the people of the way,
当你跟这一群人聚会的时候
,you touch Jesus, he's alive.
你摸到的是一个活的耶稣。
And that's what we have in the book of Acts.
这是在使徒行传你看见。
The wonderful story of this church alive.
这里这整个的这一本书讲到耶稣是活的。
Now the church is not perfect.
虽然这些教会并不是完美。
The church is very young.
这个时候他们还是非常的嫩。
At the time we read of the church in the book of Acts,
我们去读的时候
they do not know the church terminology.
那个时候很多基督徒根本就不懂这两个字教会。
If you ask somebody there in Jerusalem,
如果你问问这些在耶路撒冷的基督徒
are you the body of Christ?
你是基督的身体吗？
They would say, what?
啊？你讲什么？
Because Paul revealed this later on.
因为这个真理只有到保罗的后面的书信他才讲这个道理。
If you talk to somebody there in Jerusalem,
如果你跟耶路撒冷的基督徒说话
and you said, tell me, brother, what is the ground of the church? They would say, what?
什么是教会的立场？他说你在讲什么？
All of these, today, there's many people with church terminology.
今天我们有很多的教会专用术语。
But they're not living in the way.
但是我们懂术语却不走在路上。
Now these early Christians were living in the way.
这些初代的基督徒是走路的人。
You see, the terminology is secondary.
懂不懂那些属灵的专用术语那是另外一回事。
Are we living?
我们是活的。
With the living head, the Lord Jesus, reigning over us.
这位活的基督在我们中间掌权。
This is the experience they found in the book of Acts.
这是在使徒行传所看见的见证。
Now, in the book of Acts, we see the church growing with a spiritual growth.
你在那里看到他们随着时间属灵有成长。
Again, we want to look in Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
Because as Paul defines the growth of the church,
保罗告诉我们教会是怎么样成长。
You see that it's dependent upon something very important.
有一件事情是教会增长的重要。
In chapter 2 of Colossians in verse 19,
二章十九节
it says, And not holding fast to the head, from whom the entire body, being supplied and held together by the joints and ligaments, grows with a growth which is from God.
不持定元首全身既然靠着他精节得以相助联络就因神大得长进。
The church is to grow with a growth that is from God.
教会能够成长是因为神。
There is a young church.
是教会可能非常的幼嫩
and they become adolescent church
慢慢变成少年的时期
they become mature
然后慢慢又变成成熟的时期
gifts and ministries are developed
各样的恩赐慢慢发展出来
Christ manifests himself more and more
基督在这群人中间彰显的更多
but there is a growth which is from God
这个成长是出于神
when the church is young it's young
一个年幼的教会就是年幼。
You can't make it hurry up and grow up.
你没有办法叫它长快一点。
But the church will not grow unless it is holding fast to the head, who is the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是你要一个教会能够健康成长，它的必要条件乃是持定元首。
Many times the church is born and begins to grow, but then they hold on to a preacher or a leader instead of holding on to the head, Jesus Christ.
你会发现常常我们在这个成长的里面我们是靠着一个有领袖魔力的一个人一个牧师或者某某事情。
But it is through the nourishment of the head that the body grows.
除非我们持定元首，我们可以从元首得到属灵的供应来成长。
And so the Lord leads His church through circumstances that help them to grow up.
所以主就会一步一步带他们经过各样不同的环境，然后长大。
And we see that the church goes through the same experience of being narrowed and narrowed and then expanded and expanded.
你会发现教会所走的这条道路跟我们个人的经历在这个点上是相似的。教会也会走上这条路的时候觉得越来越窄，然后就发现越后面宽阔。
And from the book of Acts, we discover a very real principle.
你在使徒行传你可以找到一个原则。
It's especially when the church goes through crisis that they spiritually expand the most.
你会发现教会在属灵的度量上扩大的时候，都是有一个共同点，就经过有危机。
Now, do any of you go and belong in an assembly, a church where there is no crisis?
诸位，有谁在任何一个教会从来没有碰到危机的
？If you do, it's a sleepy church.
如果你在这种教会里面，这个教会大家都在睡觉。
They're not growing very much.
所以他们也没有多少成长。
They don't have to depend upon the Lord.
因为根本不需要靠主。
Like Laodicea, they can be lukewarm.
像老底家的教会是温吞水。
But when the church goes through crisis, then it spiritually expands.
但是任何的时候，当教会进入一个危机的状态里头，他们能够出来的话，就是得到一个成长。
We will just touch on some crisis this afternoon.
那我们来看看这里面有教会走过什么危机。
But let's look at one just to get the principle in Acts chapter 4.
第四章。
Acts chapter 4, verses 27 through 30.
27节到30节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 27.
四章27节。
The church in Jerusalem is praying.
教会在那里祷告。
Here's what they said. For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed,both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your purpose predestined to occur.
世上的君王一起，对不起，二十七节，希律和本丢比拉多，外邦人和以色列民，果然在这城里聚集，要攻打你所高的圣仆耶稣。
And now, Lord, take note of their threats.And grant that your bondservants may speak your word with all confidence, while you extend your hand to heal, and signs and wonders take place through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
成就你手和你旨意所预定必有的事，他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
Now here you see the church in crisis.
你可以看到教会来到一个危机的时刻。
They have been threatened by the government.
政府在那里威吓他们。
Peter and John were told, do not preach the gospel anymore.
彼得与约翰被政府禁止讲道。
And they were threatened and beaten and released.
他们被打被恐吓然后释放。
Now they went back and told the church.
他们就回到教会，把这个遭遇告诉整个的教会。
The government is threatening us. Don't preach the gospel.
他说：“现在政府禁止我们讲道了。
”Now what should we do?
我们应该怎么办
？And so this young church gathered together in one accord to pray.
这个年轻的教会弟兄姊妹就聚在一起，在神的面前一起祷告。
Lord, what is the way through this crisis?
主啊。现在我们这条下面这条路怎么个走？怎么样能够胜过这个危机啊
？Now what should we do?
我们应该做什么
？Should we obey the Lord?
我们要顺服主呢
？Go the way of the cross?
走十字架的路呢
？And continue to preach the gospel?
我们继续传道
？Or should we yield to man's power?
还是我们要顺服这个人的权柄
？And do what man is telling us to do?
政府告诉我们，我们就乖乖怎么做
？Now what did they do? They said, Lord, you heard the threats from the government.
他们就说,
As for us, give us the power to preach the gospel.
对我们来讲, 哇,
and when they did that,
当他们这样子祷告的时候,
we see the spiritual expansion in verse 31.
然后31节你就看到在这个属灵上面主就扩充他们
And when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness.
祷告完了,聚会的地方震动,他们就都被圣灵充满,放胆讲论神的道。
Most of the crisis for the church is a matter of compromise.
大部分我们看见教会碰到这些困难压力的时候，我们常常拣选一个妥协的道路。Should
we compromise?
我们是不是应该妥协呢?
Or go the way of the cross?
还是我们拣选十字架的路呢?
Now you know there is a saying, you should never make a compromise with a bear.
你有一个俗语是说，你不能跟熊妥协。
And the story goes like this.
这是这个故事.
There was a hunter in the woods.
有一个打猎的人在森林里头.
And he was very cold.
他冷得要命.
And he was hunting for a bear so that he could have a bearskin coat so he could be warm.
所以他就想去打一个熊来，把那个熊皮拔下来做他的这个大衣.
And suddenly a bear came out of the woods.
啊，一条一个熊来喽.
And this bear was very hungry.
然后他这个是个好几天没吃饭的.
And the bear says, "I'm hungry."
那这个熊说，我饿了.
And the hunter said, "And I am cold."
这个打猎的人说，我很冷啊.
And so they compromised.
所以他们就妥协了.
Now the bear ate the hunter.
所以这个熊就把它吃掉了.
Now the bear was happy.
那这个熊就很高兴咯.
And the hunter had his bearskin coat.
那这个打猎的人也有了这个熊的衣服.
Now never compromise with a bear.
千万不能跟熊妥协.
But we are always, by our human wisdom, trying to compromise.
我们常常用人的聪明智慧想到一个
Why does Jesus say, you cannot serve God and mammon? Why does he say that?
为什么主会对他的门徒说的这么决断,说你不可以侍奉两个主?
Because many people are like people who surf with one foot in mammon and one foot serving the Lord, and they're trying to surf on the ocean of compromise.
今天有很多的人想要又能够侍奉神,又能够侍奉马门,好像那个冲浪的人,有两个滑板,一个脚踩一个,想要在上面冲浪。
But of course, you will drown.
结局是淹下去了。
Because Mammon's foot is too heavy.
因为那个钞票的那只脚很重。
I remember as a pastor in the denomination,
我记得以前我的在这个中
Now somebody gave me this little book.
有人送我一本书.
It's a book by some man named Watchman Nee.
那本书的作者叫做尼托森.
It's called Concerning Our Mission.
讲到关于我们的工作.
It was all about the way the church is set up with apostles and prophets and elders and teachers and so on and so forth.
就讲到这个教会的工作里头，圣经讲到有长老、有执事等等等等使徒。
I never had read such an excellent book.
我那个时候从来没有读那么好的一本书。
And so I took it to my professor at school.
那我就把这本好书给我的教授看看。I
said, now I'm a pastor in a church, but this, according to this word, this is not right.
那我说按照这本书的讲法，我们现在有一些问题啊。
He says this man's teaching is from the old days back in the Bible.
那我的教授就说，这个人讲的是按照古时候圣经里面讲的那些古老的教训。
He says but now the church has evolved into the 20th century.
现在已经教会进到20世纪，老早都。
And the way of our denomination is the best way. And so I compromise.
那我就妥协了.
Every time I compromise, I get into trouble.
我一妥协，我马上就发生问题.
If the word of God is true, don't compromise.
如果主的话是真的，是真实，是真理，永远不可以妥协。
And this is always our crisis.
这个常常就成为教会的危机。
We, maybe especially the Chinese, love to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们特别是中国人可能特别厉害，我们喜欢吃这个知识善恶树的果子。
It's because you're so smart.
因为你们太聪明了。
And if anybody can find a way around the truth, you can.
那么如果你能够把真理稍微曲扭一点，你就有本事。
Now maybe you're not as smart as the Jews.
但是你比犹太人还差一点。
Because every law that the Jews have, they have found a way to get around it.
因为只要有律法，犹太人上有政策，下有对策。
But instead of doing the truth according to the word, we spend a lot of energy getting around the truth with our human wisdom.
所以每一次我们在圣经里面读到神的律法，我们就用人的方法去给它曲扭这么一下。
But when we compromise with the word of God, that's spiritual death for those who would walk in the way.
那你会发现，每一次我们把神的话妥协了，你就会发现我们的属灵就开始死亡。
And so now we want to just very briefly look at seven crises of the early church.
我要在这边给大家看初代教会的七大危机。
As they're walking in the narrow way.
在他们走这条窄路的时候。
The first crisis,
第一个危机
is the crisis at Pentecost.
就是在五旬节那一天。
Now they were praying in one accord, waiting for the promise of the Father.
他们在那个时候一起祷告，等候父所应许的。
And when the Holy Spirit came,
当圣灵降临
，Peter stood up to speak.
彼得站起来讲道。
And you know what happened?
我们都知道发生什么事。
He says, "In the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh." The Word of God says.
彼得就引用约珥的话说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
And this spiritual outpouring you see is because it's the last day.
那你们现在看见五旬节的圣灵降临，这就告诉我们现在在末世了。
And the Spirit is poured out.
圣灵降临了。
Because Jesus rose from the dead, sat down at the right hand of God. He is Lord and Christ, and has sent forth the Spirit.
这个圣灵的降临就证明你们所弃绝的耶稣，他神已经把他升为至高，已经高他为主为基督了。
Now as Peter preached these things,
当彼得这样子传讲
the heavens opened up,
天就开了。
The people said, Jesus is alive.
他们马上知道耶稣是活的。
And this is the last days.
现在我们已经在末世了。
We remember these Old Testament promises.
这是旧约应许我们的。
They were pricked in their heart.
他们的心里面就被责备。
And 3,000 were saved that day.
这篇讲道有3,000人悔改。
Praise God.
感谢赞美主。
But this is a crisis.
但是这也是一个危机啊。
What are we going to do with 3,000 people?
现在忽然间多了3,000人，我们怎么办呢？
Where are they going to live?
住在哪里啊？
We don't have a church building.
我们没有一个教堂啊。
We don't have a program.
我们也没有这个固定的节目啊。
Who's going to feed them?
怎么喂养这些人呢？
How can we have leaders for 3,000? There's only 12.
我们现在只有12个，要照顾3,000人，怎么照顾法？
And who's going to lead if they meet in the houses?
如果他们都在个人家里聚会，谁要带领他们呢？
How are we going to do this?
怎么办呢？
We don't know the way.
我们也不知道这方法是什么。
Lord, what should we do?
主啊，怎么办？
And then...Something inside spoke.
诶，可是里面有声音啊。
There was a law of life inside.
在我们里面有一个生命圣灵的律。
And what was that law?
这个律是什么呢？
Since we have been saved,
我们得救了。
The Holy Spirit has made us one, and we're a family.
主就把我们得救的人变成合而为一，变成一个家庭了。
And so, more than anything, we just want to be together.
那我们就自然在一起。
You all know the verse, chapter 2, verse 42.
二章42节圣经告诉我们。
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and breaking of bread and prayers.
他们就恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼，祷告。
They all said, we just will need to come together.
这三千人都说我们要聚在一起。
How will we do this?
我们怎么办？
The apostle said, you know what? We can meet at the porch, Solomon's porch at the temple.
那他们使徒就说，哎，我们这么多人怎么聚啊？我们就到所罗门廊子那里去聚吧。
So at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when nobody is there, if you want to get together, we'll meet 2 o'clock over at Solomon's porch.
所以他们发现在那个地方下午两点是空的，所以就对这3000人说，凡是愿意来的，下午2点我们就在所罗门廊子聚会。
So they went to Solomon's porch.
所以大家都去了。
The day after Pentecost.
这个五旬节之后。
2 o'clock.
2点。
5,000 people.
哦，来来来，5000人哦。
What are we going to do?
怎么办啊？
Who's going to speak?
谁要讲道？
Who's the leader?
谁是领袖？
What do we tell them?
我们告诉他们什么啊？
But the Spirit began to lead them, and they spoke about Jesus.
但是圣灵就感动这些使徒，又讲到主耶稣。
And some miracles were performed.
然后又有神迹在他们中间。
And some people got saved.
就有更多的人得救。
Okay, well, it's getting late. We need to go home.
现在时间晚了，该回家了。
Wait, now we have 3,200 people. Where do we go home?
现在我们有3200个人，去哪里啊？
Well, some brother says, well, you can come to my house.
有人说，你到我家来吧。
And my house can hold 20 people.
我们家住20个。
And somebody else said, well, you can come to my house.
有人说到他家去啊。
And can you believe it? They began to meet in homes.
这样他们一家一家就开始聚会。
They began to live in homes.
他们也住在一起。
Everybody gave up their home.
他们也把整个的家打开来。
Everybody fed one another.
然后这个房屋公用。
They only ate McDonald's, but they were happy.
他们天天只吃麦当劳也很高兴。
No Chinese food.
没有中餐可以吃。
It's okay, they had fellowship.
他们在主里有很好的交通。
Every day.
每天都是这样。
In the homes.
在个人的家里。
At the porch.
在所罗门廊子里。
And people kept getting saved.
得救的人越来越多。
Many people had to lay down their life.
很多的人要把自己习惯的放下来。
Now, if you are a mother and you have a home, you like to keep your home nice and clean.
如果你是一个母亲，你自然而然希望把你家里收拾得干干净净。
But now you have 25 people staying in your home.
现在忽然间来25个住在你家。
They're sleeping in the bathroom, and they're sleeping in the kitchen, and in every room.
每一个房间、厕所、厨房，通通塞的是人。
It's impossible.
这怎么搞弄干净呢？
You have no family time together.
你这下你没有家庭时间呢。
But you have a bigger family now.
现在有更大的家庭了。
And the Lord comes into the room every time we get together and begin to sing.
每一次我们在一起聚会唱诗，主就来在我们中间。
Wait. Who's going to lead the house meetings?
谁要做这个聚会的领袖啊？
Oh, we need to have special leaders.
我们要选几个领袖啊？
No.
不。
The Holy Spirit's life led them.
圣灵在那里感动带领他们。
They shared together, testified together.
他们一起分享，一起做见证。
We don't know the details how they sorted it all out.
我们当然圣经没有告诉我们很多细节。
But we see in Acts chapter 2, verse 46.
2章47-46节这么说。
Look at the spiritual expansion because these people were willing to lay down their lives to fellowship with one another.
当这些圣徒都愿意把自己的放下来，为着主。
Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who should be saved.
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Now we come to crisis number two.
然后来到第二个危机。
How about 6 months after Pentecost?
过了6个月，就是五旬节之后6个月。
Now, providing food and shelter for people is becoming more and more of a problem because now more than 5,000 people have come into Christ.
所以这个时候人数越来越多，慢慢就发生了一些实际照顾的问题，食物、住房都发生问题。
How are we going to provide for all of this?
这么多的人怎么来照应他们呢？
Probably the disciples remembered how Jesus fed the multitude with just a few fish, a few loaves.
那他们就会想到，哎，有一次 主耶稣不是用五饼二鱼养了五千人吗？
But something came upon the saints.
那这个时候有一些事情，这些圣徒在那边思想。
The grace and the love of God filled their lives.
那神的爱与恩典充满他们的心。
We see in chapter 4, verse 32.
你看第四章第32节。
The congregation of those who believed were of one heart and soul. Not one of them claimed that anything belonging to him was his own, but all things were common property to them.
许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一个人说他的东西有一样是自己的。
Verse 34. There was not a needy person among them, for all who were owners of lands and properties would sell them and bring them to the disciples.
那中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒脚前。
And then we see about Barnabas in verse 36.
36节有一个叫巴拿巴的人。
Now Joseph, a Levite of Cyprian birth, who was called Barnabas by the apostles, owned a tract of land, and he sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.
有一个利未人身在居比路，名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴。他有田地也卖了，把价银拿来放在使徒脚前。
They had a tremendous need for provision.
因为这个时候人有这么多，有极大的需要。
But the Lord placed it on the hearts of the saints to give over to the Lord that which they had.
所以主就把这个负担放在有一些圣徒的身上，他们就把所有的卖掉，把这个价银拿到教会里面。Barnabas
gave this gift for the saints.
所以巴拿巴把他的财产就给当做礼物捐给教会。And
everybody said, "Praise God!"
那大家都在那里感谢赞美主。Because
we can see the big heart and the love of God through our dear brother Barnabas.
所以你可以看到，神的宽宏大量的这个恩典，借着这一个弟兄的摆上，就使更多的人能够尝到主恩的滋味。Now,
as the apostles were thanking Barnabas,
那么这个使徒们就谢谢巴拿巴的奉献。Now
there was a couple in the fellowship named Ananias and Sapphira.
那在这样的事情当中，就有一个家庭叫做。
And they said, "We want to be recognized also." So they took some property and sold it. But they kept back 40%. And they gave the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Because they wanted the apostle to say, "Oh, aren't you wonderful people?" But the Holy Spirit was inside Peter. And they rejoiced with Barnabas' gift, but they felt something was wrong with this other gift.
同样的奉献，他们对巴拿巴的奉献能够与主一起快乐，但是这个人的奉献总是觉得有点不对。
Peter said, "Ananias, why are you lying to the Holy Spirit?"
所以彼得就是说，你为什么欺哄圣灵？
You're using money for gain.
你想要用钱来有一个私心在这个地方。You're
using your gifts to deceive.
你用钱来欺骗。Why
did you lie to the Holy Spirit?
你为什么欺哄圣灵啊？
And of course, Ananias died.
所以这个人马上当场死掉了。And
we remember Sapphira did too.
那他的妻子后来也死掉了。But
you see, we learn a lesson here.
这里你学到有功课。
God always provides for His children.
主永远是丰富的供应给他的儿女。
But we must walk the narrow way, even regarding money.
但是我们必须走这个窄路，即使在钱的事情上。
When people want to offer money for wrong reasons, we should refuse.
如果一个人要奉献，但他的动机错的话，这个奉献不能收的。
You know, some people feel like they've done something righteous by giving money.
有些人有一个错误的观念，当他奉献钱的时候，他做了什么善事。
And when your spirit feels that, you should say, "No, we don't take that."
如果你里头感觉到这个动机不对的时候，你应该拒绝这个奉献。
Thank God they listened to the Holy Spirit.
谢谢主，这些人是听圣灵的带领的。
That the gifts and the fellowship and the love one with another could remain pure.
这样他们彼此之间在主里面的这个爱，主里面的交通是纯洁的。
And as a result of this disaster, people became afraid of the people of the way.
所以这些事情发生以后，就传到外面去，外人看他们心里面害怕。
Because they saw in the church, God is holy.
因为他们看见在这一些人中间的这一位神是圣洁的神。
Now we come to a third crisis.
第三个危机。
The church always is going through a crisis.
你会发现教会是危机不断的，层层发生。
If they compromise, they get into trouble.
他们一妥协就有问题了。
If they follow the way of the cross, they expand spiritually.
但他如果跟从主走十字架路的话，哎，他们就警戒更广阔。
Now, we human beings like to set up barriers because we prefer people like ourselves.
我们人有一个天然的天性，就是喜欢分门别类，我们喜欢臭味相同的人。
And a crisis arose because of the Greek-speaking Jewish widows.
那么这个时候你就会发现他们中间讲希腊话的人，这些人的寡妇有难处。
At the root of the problem was language.
那他们的问题是语言的问题，方言的问题。
The Jewish brothers and sisters, they spoke Chinese, and the Greek-speaking widows, they spoke English.
那这个中间有的人是讲中文的，有人讲英文的。
Now it's easy to put up a barrier there.
那么这个语言的差异呢，就自然而然有一个墙了。
So some people would say, you know, the church is better if it's all Chinese. Or the church is better if it's all English.
照着人的天然，我们总是希望最好这个教会通通讲中文或通通讲英文。
That's much easier, huh?
那就容易多了，日子好过。
No need for interpreter.
根本就不需要这个翻译的。
Just straight talking.
直截了当。
But the Lord has made the church in such a way that there is Chinese and that English and they're together.
那神就偏偏就有这么多不同的语言。 他们又聚在一起。
And if we're not careful, we begin to prefer one over the other.
如果我们不小心的话，我们就会偏心，偏到这边，偏到那边。
And so the Greek-speaking widows began to feel like they were left out.
所以这个教会的这个时候，你就会发现，讲希腊话的这些寡妇呢，就觉得我们没有被妥善的照顾。
And so in chapter 6, in verse 1,
那到第六章第一节，你会发现，
we read this. At this time, while the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint arose on the part of the Hellenistic Jews against the native Hebrews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving of the food.
那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
Oh, we have a problem. What are we going to do?
啊，怎么办？
Should the apostles take care of the problem?
那么使徒是不是要来解决这个问题呢？
The apostles start to feed the Greek-speaking widows?
那是不是要这些使徒烧饭给这些寡妇吃呢？
You know, in many churches today, the so-called full-time workers, they have to do everything.
今天有很多的所谓的全世界的传道人，十八般武艺都要会，什么都要会。
They have compromised their calling.
他们没有想到他们对主对他们的呼召。
But the apostle said, no, we have to pray and to preach the gospel.
他说不，我们是专心传道祈祷为事。
Well, now what should we do?
那我们怎么办呢？
I know, the apostles will appoint some men to take care of this problem.
那么这个使徒是不是指定一些人来专门专职对付这个问题呢？
No. The apostles aren't trying to be the boss of the church.
使徒不是教会的老板。
So what did the apostles say?
那使徒就说怎么办呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
choose for yourself.
你们在你们中间选你们
7 men with wisdom and a heart for God.
选7个人有聪明智慧爱神的人。
And let them take care of these sisters.
让这7个人来照顾这个需要。
And all the Jewish Christians and all of the Greek Christians got together.
所以这两种语言的基督徒通通聚在一起。
They found 7 men.
他们就祷告寻求了7个人，
all Greek speaking，
都是讲希腊话的人，
to take care of the problem，
他们来解决这个问题。 解决这个问题。
And two of those people were Philip and Stephen.
所以在这七个人中间，有一个是腓力，有一个是斯蒂芬。
Now these men were somewhat in the background.
这些人都是在背景上的人。
But as soon as they were given this responsibility,
但是当把责任交在他们身上的时候
，something happened.
啊，发生了大事。
Look what it says in verse 7.
第七节。
And the word of God kept on spreading, and the number of disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem. A great many of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith.
神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
They came together and sought the head, the Lord Jesus, about what to do.
所以你会发现，当他们聚集来一同寻求主，知道下一步怎么走。
The Lord answered by raising up some brother.
主就让他们知道要从他们中间拣选 一批弟兄。
And as a result, there was spiritual increase, and the word grew in Jerusalem, and more people got saved because of this.
所以当他们这样跟着圣灵做该做的事的时候，他们人数就增加，神的祝福更多，神的道兴旺。
But of course, we know that very soon they came to another crisis.
然后下面又碰到一个危机。
The fourth crisis.
第四个危机
and the season of persecution fell upon the church.
逼迫来了
Chapter 8, verse 1.
第八章第一节
Saul was in hearty agreement with the putting of Stephen to death. And on that day, a great persecution began against the church in Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles.
从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹大和撒玛利亚各处。有虔诚的人把斯提凡埋葬了，为他捶胸大哭。
Verse 3,
第三节。
But Saul began ravaging the church, entering house after house, dragging off men and women. He would put them in prison.
扫罗却残害教会，进个人的家，拉着男女下在监里。
How Saul hated the people of the way.
你可以看到扫罗那个时候多么痛恨这些走道路的人。
And he was the instigator of a great persecution in Jerusalem.
所以你会发现扫罗就是当时逼迫教会的背后的这个 主谋人。
The church in the narrow way will go through persecution.
所以你会发现走道路的教会会经过逼迫的。
And so the brothers and sisters scattered out.
那这个时候弟兄姊妹就四散了。
But what happened?
什么事发生了呢？
Everywhere they went, they preached the gospel.
他们走到哪里，福音就传到哪里。
When they went to Samaria, when they went to Judea, they preached the gospel.
他们逃到犹大各地，他们把福音传出去，撒玛利亚福音也传出去。
Many people got saved.
很多的人得救。
And Philip went to the city of Samaria.
那么腓力跑到一个撒玛利亚的城。
And a great revival broke out in that city.
在那个城里面有个大复兴。
And then Philip went out into the desert.
然后他跑到了沙漠里面去。
And he opened the door for the gospel, to the Ethiopians through the eunuch.
没有想到在那里碰到一个伊索比亚的太监，向他传福音。
And finally, because of the persecution,
也是逼迫的原因。
And because the saints.Followed the way of the cross.
那么他们就走这条十字架的路。
The great prize of the persecution was.
那么逼迫的奖赏是什么呢？
That Saul himself was saved on the road to Damascus.
扫罗得救了。当他走在大马色路上，扫罗得救了。
And the greatest persecutor of the way became the greatest preacher of the way.
你做梦没有想到那一个。最大逼迫教会的那个人居然成为后来神使用的最大的仆人。
When a crisis comes upon the church that is in the way.
所以当逼迫这个危机来到这一群走道路人身上，
God uses it to bring spiritual increase.
神就用这个机会使教会变成扩大的机会。
The fifth crisis we talk about.
然后第五个危机
is racial barrier.
然后你会发现这里 有种族的问题。
Now you know what happened.
你发现什么故事呢？
Peter went out to Cornelius' house.
第十章彼得就去哥林流的家里。
Even though Peter didn't want to go to a Gentile's house.
照着彼得的这个成长的背景，他不希望跟外邦人搞在一起。
But the Lord told him to go.
但是主说你要去外邦人那里。
So Peter didn't compromise. He went.
那么彼得没有妥协，他就乖乖的去。
Now he was just speaking about Jesus and the great things Jesus had done.
他就在那里讲到耶稣与耶稣所做的事。
Now Peter was not going to give an invitation for people to be saved.
他并没有存心要传福音，叫外邦人得救。
He was just testifying what Jesus did.
他仅仅就为耶稣做个见证。
But in the middle of his testifying, the Holy Spirit came down on the Gentile.
可是他讲道才讲一半，圣灵就下降了。
And he saw them saved right in front of his face.
所以他亲眼看见圣灵怎么样救这些外邦人。
And the Gentiles came up to Peter and said, "Oh, brother Peter, brother Peter," and he didn't know what to do.
那现在这个外邦人现在变成那个兄弟兄。 就去跟他说，哦，彼得弟兄，彼得弟兄你好。
He had to go back to Jerusalem.
他赶快回耶路撒冷。
He got the brothers together.
他马上把弟兄们召聚在一起。
Oh, something terrible's happened.
哎呀，可怕的事情发生了。
Some Gentiles got saved.
这些外邦人居然也能够得救。
And here's what happened.
这是我看到的事情。
And all of the Jewish brothers heard it.
那这些犹太基督徒听了以后。
And they said, well, the Holy Spirit did that.
这是圣灵的工作。
Gentiles must be Christians.
外邦人也可以做基督徒的。
But only those few Gentiles at Cornelius' house.
那就是那么几个，就是哥林流家的那些外邦人。
Oh, but then some Gentiles got saved in Antioch.
然后他们又听见，不单单在哥林流家，在安提阿也有人信主喽。
So many Gentiles got saved.
更多的外邦人信主喽。
We better send somebody up to Antioch, see what's going on.
那我们应该打发一个人去看看到底安提阿发生什么事了。And
so they sent Barnabas up.
他们叫巴拉巴打发去了。Barnabas
has a big heart.
Barnabas是一个心胸很宽的人。
He saw this, he says, God is working among the Gentiles.
所以他看见神在外邦人中间有奇妙的工作。
Well, you know it's a long story.
那当然这是很长的故事。
But he brought Paul to come with him.
然后他就把保罗找来了。And
eventually from Antioch they went out on their first missionary journey. Many Gentiles got saved and the church was started in many places.
所以从安提阿就开始保罗的第一个宣道的路程，更多的外邦人信主。
And when Paul and Barnabas came back,
所以当巴拉巴跟保罗跑回来,
they told the saints, many Gentiles have been saved.
他们就告诉当地的教会, 哎呀，很多的人蒙恩了。
But the people in Jerusalem says, uh-oh, we have to talk about this.
但是耶路撒冷的圣徒听了, 这个不是，我们要开会。
No, we have a very special problem here.
这里有特殊问题产生。
Now, we believe that Gentiles can be saved.
我们知道外邦人是可以得救，没有问题。
But are you saying that they are also of the same inheritance as we Jews?
难道你说这一帮人可以跟我们神的选民犹太人共同承受神的产业吗？
Are you saying that they don't have to keep the law? They don't need to be circumcised? And yet they can enjoy all the privileges that we enjoy by grace?
他们能够不守律法，能够不行割礼，却可以分享我们在神面前一切的产业吗？
So they got together and began to talk.
他们要开会。
What are we going to do?
这怎么办呢？
Now, you know, when Jews argue, it's almost as bad as Chinese when they fight.
但是犹太人开始辩论的时候，他们跟中国人辩论吵架差不多。
And you know, Paul got up and gave his testimony. God did this.
保罗先做见证，他说这件事情是出于神的。
And then the zealous Jews got up and said, no, this can't be. They must be circumcised.
那这些保守的犹太人就起来说，不行啊，他们一定要行割礼啊。
And then Peter got up and said, well, I don't know what happened at Cornelius' house, but we got to do something.
彼得就站起来说，我在哥林流家看的那天所发生的事情实在很稀奇，我也不知道应该怎么做。
Now he had some testimonies.
然后他又听了一些，
what are we going to do?
怎么办？
Oh, there were so many crises there.
啊，接下来到很多的危机的问题。
Was the Jerusalem church going to become the mother church?
那是不是我们这个耶路撒冷的教会要成为众教会之母呢？
No, that's not God's way.
这不是神的路。
Were the apostles going to be the pope and say yes or no?
那这12个使徒是不是要变成教皇，他们来决定是而非？
No, Peter was no pope.
但是彼得不能做教皇。They
said, they all cried out, what are we going to do?
他们就祷告主啊，怎么办？
And then a man stood up, Jesus' brother, James.
然后他们中间耶稣的弟弟雅各起来讲说话。Now
he was a zealous Jew.
他是一个非常热心的犹太人。
But he said, you know what? The Lord has spoken to me through a scripture.
主的话这样子说,
and he read an Old Testament scripture that says that God would one day save the Gentiles.
旧约里面说到有一天神要救外邦人。
And James says, that's what the word says.
旧约的确有这么一段话。
I think this must be from God.
所以现在所发生的事情一定是出于神。
And so we embrace our Gentile brothers.
所以我们应该接纳我们外邦的弟兄们。
We ask that you please don't eat the blood of a sacrifice.
只有一个要求就是不要吃血。
There's no problem. Gentiles like their food well done. They don't like sushi.
这些外邦人吃熟的东西没有问题，他们不会吃生鱼片的。
And so when James stood up, it wasn't because James was the Lord's brother.
雅各站起来讲话，不是因为他是耶稣的弟弟，所以讲话。
When James stood up, the Lord spoke to everybody's heart.
这个弟兄站起来讲话的时候，主借着他对着所有的人说话。
Do you know how sometimes we have an argument and we're just going back and forth and then somebody speaks, everybody says, that's it.
我们 有没有过这样的经验，在教会里面开会，吵了半天，终于有一个人站起来说：“哎，大家心里面都阿门，这个我们同意。”And
so James, not an apostle, no pope.
这个雅各并不是头号弟兄，也不是教皇。The
Lord gave him the spiritual wisdom what to do.
但是他却从主有智慧的言语。And
they wrote the letter.
他们就写一封信。
You remember it says, and it seems good to us. And to the Holy Spirit to do this.
这封信里面就对外邦的基督徒说，我们觉得圣灵与我们都觉得这件事情是对的。Now,
maybe this letter seems like a small thing to you.
今天我们读这封信的时候觉得小事一桩。But
when Paul and Barnabas brought this letter back to the Gentile churches and read it, the Gentiles rejoiced and there was spiritual increase immediately in the church.
所以当耶路撒冷的教会托这个保罗跟巴拿巴把这封信带到外邦的教会去读的时候，这些外邦的基督徒带着极大的欢喜在主的面前。You
know, the Gentiles up to that time, they felt like they were in the family, but they were stepchildren, not real children like the Jews.
所以当时这些外邦的基督徒虽然是得救了，做了基督徒了，可是他们在心理上总是觉得 我们不是正房的，我们是偏房的。But
now, they were children of the same family, and how they rejoiced.
现在因着这一封信，他们忽然间发现，我们都是正房的。Then
the sixth crisis we can mention briefly.
所以我们很快地走过这教会当时的六大危机。If
you look in Acts chapter 19,
如果你读19章的时候,
Paul came to Ephesus and he faced spiritual conflict and warfare.
这个时候他们来到了一个属灵的征战，一个征战的时候。In
verse 9, the Jews opposed his preaching.
那你可以在第9节看到有些人心里刚硬，在众人面前毁谤这道。In
verse 12, he cast out evil spirits.
到12节，保罗把这个邪灵赶出去。In
verse 19, his gospel preaching was so strong that they burned witchcraft books.
到了19节，他们就把这些行邪术的许多的书给烧掉了。Until
we come to verse 23, and the whole city was shaken because of the way.
23节呢，说因为这个道起了很多的搅扰，扰乱。
So many people were being saved.
因为好多人得救。
That the business at the temple of Artemis was being hurt.
因着这个缘故，那个庙里的生意就清淡了，就没有生意了。But
through the spiritual warfare,
但在经过这个属灵的征战,
the saints remained faithful to the gospel.
这些人对 And
so we just have this one line of spiritual increase in verse 20.
20节有这么一句话,
so the word of the Lord was growing mightily and prevailing.
这句话很清楚地说, 主的道大大兴旺, 而且得胜就是这样。
Spiritual warfare against evil spirits.
在这里,在属灵的征战里面,
but the saints remain faithful to the gospel. And the word was mighty and prevailed over the spiritual attack upon the church. And then the last scripture I just mentioned at the very end of the book.
然后,
chapter
28. 28章,
at the very end, the last two verses of the book of Acts.
最后的两句话, 28章,
now we find the Apostle Paul in prison in Rome.
我们就发现保罗现在在监牢, 在罗马坐监,
and here we see again the narrow way and the way of spiritual expansion.
一面你看到他们是, 保罗是被拘禁起来, 是一个窄路,
and he stayed 2 full years in his own rented quarters and was welcoming all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all openness unhindered.
保罗在自己所住的房子里足足住了两年, 凡来见他的人都接待, 放胆传讲神国的道, 将主耶稣基督的事教导人, 并没有人禁止。
And here we learn the seventh lesson.
所以我们学到第七个功课,
when the church walks the narrow way,
当教会走上这条窄路,
sometimes there's even imprisonment.
你会发现有的时候有坐监牢的事,
but imprisonment in the name of the Lord always brings spiritual expansion.
但是你会发现一面是狭窄的监牢, 但是另一面主的道大大兴旺,
even though Paul was found in prison,
虽然他是在监牢里,
the word of God was not bound.
但是主的道不受捆绑,
and the word of God spread into Caesar's household.
主的道甚至已经传到这个王的家族里头去了。
When we go the way of the cross,
当我们走十字架的路,
there is great spiritual expansion.
你就看到属灵上就有极大的增长。
Sometimes we suffer in the way of the cross,
我们虽然受苦,
and we don't immediately see the result,
我们可能也见不到马上的效果,
but when the seed has fallen into the ground, there will always be a fruitful harvest.
当一地麦子落在地里死了, 总有一天要结出许多的籽粒来。
I have been privileged to travel to Russia several times.
我有这样的机会, 主让我能够到, 苏联去。
And I go to Siberia and speak in one church there.
我曾经到西伯利亚, 在那里给一个教会讲道。
And the Lord is saving many, many people in this church.
主在那里做奇妙的工作, 很多人得救。
And I asked the brother there his story.
那我就在那里问了一个弟兄, 我就听见他的见证。
And he went to a Bible school.
他曾经去过一个圣经学校,
and he graduated just when the Iron Curtain fell in Russia.
他在那个时候毕业的时候呢, 刚刚好铁幕开始立起来了。
He was living in Ukraine.
他那个时候是在乌克兰。
And all of the students, there were only 15 students.
在他的那个学校里面总共也不过15个学生。
And these are very young Christians.
这些都是年轻人。
And so they put a big map of Russia behind them.
所以在那个时候挂了一个苏维埃的图。
Does it sound familiar, the story?
这个故事你们听起来蛮熟悉。
And the teacher said, choose the city you want to preach the gospel.
你就是在上面选你要去哪里传福音吧。
Now, the brother immediately saw a city in Ukraine, and he thought he would go and choose that city.
所以他就看见乌克兰这个区域选了这个城市。
But somebody else went up there first and chose that city, so he can.
所以别人先选了，要脚比较快一点。
And then other people, they chose Moscow and St. Petersburg.
那有人选莫斯科，有人选这个圣彼得堡。
And he said, what should I choose?
那他就说，那我主啊，我应该选哪里？
And the Lord spoke to him.
主就对他说，
said, don't choose any.
你别选。
Take the last one.
你就最后剩下来就是你的。
The one nobody else wants.
那个就是人家不要去的地方啊。
And so the only one that was left was in Siberia.
所以剩下来就是西伯利亚咯。
That's worse than Mongolia.
比去蒙古还糟糕。
And so he said, okay, I'll take that city in Siberia.
好，那我就好去咯。
Now he went there and began to preach the gospel.
到那里他就传福音。
And strange to say, out of all the 15 students, he had the greatest response.
这15个同学都去传福音，可是他这边的福音非常的兴旺。
He went there and within 1 month, 200 people baptized in the river.
去了传福音一个月，就200个人受浸了。
And so the church has grown to 3,000 people.
所以教会很快变成3,000人。
But he said, Dana, let me tell you.
但是他就对我们弟兄说，我告诉你个故事。
I discovered in the city why so many people got saved.
我发现在这个城市里面，为什么这么多人得救？
It's not my gospel.
不是我的福音。
This was a place where the Russians imprisoned Christians.
这个地方啊，是当年这个苏维埃逼迫基督徒的时候，把他们劳改下放的地方。
And even on this prison in Siberia, you could see writing on the wall of Christians praying for this city.
你今天跑到那里去，还可以看到那个。监牢监房里面还有基督徒把他们的祷告写在墙上，为这个地方祷告。
And those Christians who died there in that prison, praying for that city, were the seed in the ground that caused such a harvest today.
所以，当年这些基督徒因着主的道被送在这个地方，在这里为这个地区祷告，这个麦子落在地里死了。今天我只是来收成而已。
When we walk the narrow way.
当我们走上窄路
，without compromise，
我们没有妥协
，it costs us，
我们有极高的代价要付
，we are reduced down to Jesus only，
你就会发现我们这个人整个就被减到只剩基督
，but the Lord will always cause there to be a harvest，
然后基督就让整个就有一个丰富的丰收
，and this is the way of the church，
这就是教会的道路
，may the Lord help all of us as servants of God to be faithful then。
愿主帮助我们都重新。
Compromise ruins a living church.
妥协要毁灭一个教会。
Seek the higher way.
我们要寻找那个更高的路。
Listen to the voice of the Spirit within.
我们要注意在我们里面圣灵的声音。
And even in the narrow way that we tread.
在这条窄路上我们走。
We will see spiritual expansion to the glory of God.
我们会发现圣灵会给我们一个宽广的路。
For this we pray.
我们祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.